Lestrade shot an angry glance at my companion. "I suppose you know all about it," he snarled.
"Well, I have only just heard the facts, but my mind is made up."
"Oh, indeed. Then you think that the Serpentine plays no part in the matter?"
"I think it very unlikely."
"Then perhaps you would kindly explain how it is that we found this in it."
He opened his bag as he spoke, and tumbled onto the floor a wedding dress of watered silk, a pair of white satin shoes, and a bride's wreath and veil, all discoloured and soaked in water.
"There," said he, putting a new wedding ring upon the top of the pile. "There is a little nut for you to crack, Master Holmes."
"Oh, indeed," said my friend, blowing blue rings into the air.
"You dragged them from the Serpentine?"
"No, they were found floating near the margin by a park keeper. They have been identified as her clothes, and it seemed to me that if the clothes were there, the body would not be far off.